ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The global Me Too movement and many high-profile cases have exposed the prevalence of sexual assault and violence, including sexual harassment. It's a behaviour that we may have experienced in the workplace or while travelling or on a night out. A new research reports that 1 in 10 Australians has been sexually harassed by a peer during childhood. The report's co-author is Professor Daryl Higgins, Director of the Institute of Child Protection Studies at the Australian Catholic University. Daryl, welcome and thank you for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Just to be clear from the start, what are we talking about when we say sexual harassment in this context?
Yeah, so it's defined as something that's offensive or intimidating. And it could be a whole range of different kinds of behaviours in terms of, you know, touching, looking. But the idea is that it's something that is of a sexual nature, but it's not about getting sexual gratification. It's actually about causing offence and intimidating somebody. And we asked this as part of the Australian Child Maltreatment Study, which is looking obviously at all forms of child abuse and neglect. And so this was a separate question. So they'd already answered questions around sexual abuse. So we defined this separately. And I think that's a real unique thing for this study, is we separated it out from other types of bullying and other types of sexual abuse.
It's interesting too, because quite rightly, often with children, we are focused on harassment or abuse coming from adults, whether it's parents, teachers, caregivers, coaches, members of the clergy. But this is talking about peer-on-peer harassment. What kind of picture does it paint, do you think?
Well, I think that 1 in 10 Australians, and this is talking about aged 16 and over, you know, going right back to, you know, older Australians whose childhoods were, you know, many, many, many decades ago, to have 1 in 10 Australians across the board having reported sexual harassment from a peer, I think is a real indictment on Australian culture and a wake-up call that we actually need to do something to turn this around.
What do we know about who's perpetrating this, boys or girls?
Well, that's a really interesting story. Unfortunately, we have a real gender divide here, that it's predominantly males that are inflicting this form of harm. When we broke it down, we found that nearly 10% of the population experienced sexual harassment from a male peer. And there was only a small number who experienced it from a female peer. That was 1.8%. I think that really just gets us into the frame of this is a gendered problem and a problem in how we are raising men and boys within Australia, not just now, but for a long time.
What do you think's going on?
Well, I think that there's cultural issues. You know, we certainly in many areas of society have identified that there's inequity in terms of opportunity, but also in terms of attitudes. And so assumptions, you know, based on kind of patriarchal views about, you know, who has a right to be in a space, I think sets up a very toxic culture. And it does fit in with what we've already reported from the Australian Child Maltreatment Study in terms of the proportion of things that met our definition of sexual abuse that is also that harm is coming from other children and young people. So it's not just sexual harassment, but the same issues there in terms of who it is that's instigating it, it's males. The other thing that's important to point out, it's often known males, predominantly known males. So these are people who are in the friendship circles. It could be sibling, it could be, you know, extended family, but it's likely to be friends. It's someone who is known to that young woman or a young gender diverse person. That's the other thing that we really found out, was that it's not just women who are bearing the brunt of this during their childhoods, it's gender diverse people as well.
As you say, this study was looking at people of various age groups, so we're talking about different periods of childhood as well that are being examined. How does that get tangled up more when we're looking at childhood now and more recently, once you put the internet and social media into the mix?
Yeah, well, that was one of the great things about this study. And I've got to say, it's a really complicated study, the Australian Child Maltreatment Study, and I'm delighted that I've got a doctoral student, Gabrielle Hunt, who led this particular piece of analysis. And one of the complicated things is we don't just have one survey group. We've actually got different age cohorts. So we've got a large group, 3,500 of the 8,500 that we surveyed, who are 16 to 24, so young Australians whose childhoods is not that long ago. When we drill down to just that group, what Gabby's analysis shows is that that is actually the group that is most at risk. So in other words, what we're seeing is a trend over time to having increased exposure to sexual harassment from peers during childhood. So for 16 to 24-year-olds, what we found was that it was, as I said, it was the highest, but women were 21.2% of them experienced sexual abuse during childhood. And for the gender diverse 16 to 24 year olds, it was 35.9%. You know, that's massive compared to only 4.8% of men. No one deserves to be sexually harassed, but that difference between men, young women, and young gender diverse people is just so stark and really calls us to do something to try and make, you know, the situation more equal in terms of reducing exposures to this form of sexual harassment.
So statistically, one group is disproportionately dishing it out but not receiving it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What about some of the arguments that sometimes say, particularly with verbal sexual harassment, that it's not as big a deal, this is part of teenagers, the way they talk? What sort of reaction did you have to the issue of people feeling that their experiences have been significantly trivialised by some?
Look, I think it's an important issue, and we are going to be doing some further analysis with the ACMS study to look at the relationships with these kind of events and outcomes, including mental health and health risk behaviours like, you know, smoking, cannabis use, alcohol misuse, etc., and of course mental health issues. But what we should remember is that these kind of harmful behaviours accumulate across time. We've certainly already demonstrated really robustly that within the Australian Child Maltreatment Study, the most typical event of child maltreatment was not of one type, but of multiple types. And the same thing occurs here, that we are seeing that not only are people experiencing multiple events of sexual harassment from peers, but they're also likely to have experienced sexual harassment from others who weren't peers, and also likely to have experienced child maltreatment. So we know that there's this sort of constellation of adversities, and we just have to make sure that childhoods are safer and respectful places, and that we are bringing up a generation of young people who understand that it's not okay and that it can't just be trivialised, that people can take offence and that it is hurtful and harmful. We should also point out too that it's not just the issue of gender, it is also the issue of sexuality. One of the most protected, if you like, from this behaviour is young heterosexual men. I shouldn't say young, heterosexual men right across our study, we found that they had the lowest rates of sexual harassment from peers, much, much higher for those who identified as bisexual, was up to 17.5%, or as gay was nearly 9%. So we've really got a big difference here in terms of identity categories, and the assumption is that there's something going on in the minds of many, many young people, particularly our young men, that thinks that it's okay to act in ways that are offensive and intimidating towards other people. And we just have to change the culture on that.
Professor Higgins, good to talk to you and thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
It's Professor Darryl Higgins there, the Director of the Institute of Child Protection Studies at the Australian Catholic University.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.